All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
I grew up hearing fairy tales, but I'm glad I didn't settle.
That's why she thinks dogs can drink alcohol. She doesn't.
Because they can also talk and behave like people.
Yes, that's why it just explains.
I just love a good Pinot Noir.
I don't know why I didn't get invited to this finale.
I'll just sit here and drink an upturned bottle of Moscato.
Boy, it's hard being a pretty puppy.
But that explains.
She loves wine.
She loves fairy tales. That's why. Now we know.
Well, it was also shade because
it was
total shade at what she thinks someone like Barnett and Amber did is settle.
Exactly. Y'all, this is Love is Blind, After the Altar, season 1, episode 14. This is, what's it called? Celebrations. And what? Do you remember?
I did not write down any of these titles.
And what do you think? Guess.
Cremations.
Confrontations. Oh. Y'all, this is reality.
Celebrations
gaze.
And masturbations.
Now that I'd watch.
Yeah. That's always a celebration.
I did watch that. Everybody hollered at the end.
Whee!
Surprise!
I will say, I think she does. Think about the men who we got at the end. I think Cameron is pretty seen as a stand-up guy, successful scientist, super open with his emotions. Mm-hmm. Even Kenny is very stable, kind of, even boring.
Boring.
Yeah. Barnett is kind of a aging college frat bro.
Barnett is weird.
Yeah.
Because he's also... He's an engineer.
Right.
So he's
totally agree.
No, I'm saying I'm agreeing with you as well. But I'm saying he's this brainy, smart, and he's really.
Brainy is not the word I would use. I think he's intelligent.
I think he's intelligent. I also think Barnett is a ball of anxiety.
Yeah.
But we never see it because he just wants to be a cool guy.
And
maybe he was really smart. And because, y'all, it's hard sometimes for guys that are really smart. It's hard. When you're a guy who's really smart and good looking and athletic, because those things in our culture don't mix.
I agree.
So I wonder if he like just grew up always kind of downplaying that.
I was attracted to him on the show and I found him good TV, and post marriage, I find him completely kind of not compelling.
Wow, how the tide has turned, because you just glossed over. You said, I found him attractive and somewhat compelling. You begged for it from him every single episode.
I begged for it.
Begged for it.
It was wrong. I don't know. I have selective memory about that kind of stuff. So Jess says, the second I walked out of that wedding, I stood on my own. And then, as we all know what happens after that, she became the most hated person on reality television in a long time.
She did. Kelly is, and Kelly basically says, you know, but this opportunity created everything, y'all.
Because her boyfriend slid into her DMs.
Yes. And that is how they met. And so Kelly's like, they wouldn't have met if it wasn't for this show.
Oh, optimist Kelly.
And whereas Elsie is like, I dated Barrett and Mark, so I guess you could say I'm bad luck.
Barnett.
Why do I keep saying Barrett?
You were calling Bennett earlier.
You know what? Gary, I can't. It's true. So... Again, as we said, y'all, Elsie and Diamond are the people that if they're going to bring anybody, I still think they should. I think they'd be dumb not to.
They would have to really tweak the format. I don't know. I feel like it's not going to be.
They also might not want to do it again,
right?
Because they both. Diamond especially didn't have a good experience.
No, she didn't.
Because Carlton was the worst piece of shit in the whole entire house.
She threw the ring and he was terrible. So, y'all, let's talk about the confrontation. G is basically saying, I'm having this thing on the anniversary of the worst night of my life, where I was told that my love of my life did not want to marry me.
Yes.
And now, at that place, at that anniversary, I'm also being shown up by another woman being here with mm-hmm. me. Think about that.
Yeah.
How would you react? I know how I react.
Well, there would be police involved if you were there.
I would have already broken a wine bottle and threatened her with it.
I probably, my instinct is I would possibly meet them. I might say hi pleasantries to them, but I would be very cold.
You wouldn't have a long discussion with them.
I would never talk to Damien again. I would just ghost.
Really?
Him. I'd be done.
Wow.
I would just.
Even after 2 years?
I mean, but I haven't been with him for 2 years. But I would be very. I am very. I get very.
Yeah,
like,
you're pretty cold when it comes to that.
Once you like kind of break. It depends on what it is. It would if someone. Oddly enough, if someone cheated on me when we were in a relationship. That I would talk about and work through. But if somebody knew that this person, we had fought about this, it was this situation.
Publicly humiliated you.
In this situation, I would be like, though, nope.
I will say, this is one of the worst things you can do to someone.
Yes.
It's
different. It's a different it because matter. It's public. It's a show.
It doesn't matter that even if he thought they weren't together, he gives the explanation. I needed to show you who's in my life. This was for me.
I think in what we talked about, Damien's discovering himself. Even if Damien had come to the party with LC.
Yeah.
She's a part of the show.
Yeah.
But the fact that he brings someone that
a
has
thirsty clout chaser
who has nothing to do with any of this experience.
She also had this experience.
You just brought her to make me upset.
Yes.
And that's why a person who does that to me, you're frosted.
I'll never
talk to you again. What would you have done?
I would have slashed a bottle and probably fought with her Star Trek style. On the balcony and cut the bitch's throat. You don't do that to me. No.
The most shocking thing about all of that is that you know the fight music from Star Trek.
Everyone does who watched the old Star Trek.
Yeah. I don't. Someone won't admit they're a Trekkie.
I am.
We should have a sissy Trekkie group.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Or
some
just
of the,
a nerd
some,
sissy.
Some of those people. Nerd sissies is a good idea.
Yeah, sissies who love comic books and Star Trek. And
Eliza, you can head that up.
I love her for it.
So, anyway, this is the confrontation.
Poodle wouldn't have gone good.
I still think this is one of the worst things you can do to someone.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's almost like this is this great night or something to celebrate. And he even says, they're like, we're celebrating 2 years. And he goes, almost three. And she's like, we've been together for 2 years. She's like, no, like three almost relationships. I was like, what is fucking wrong with you?
Yeah, it's not.
Didn't go good.
And I wrote, before they had a conversation, I wrote, when they were just standing there, kind of not talking to one another, I went, if Gia and Francesca have a conversation, Gia will destroy her.
I could not breathe.
And that's what happened.
I could not breathe during this conversation. All right, so they're having shots. And Damien's like, new adventures, great friends, blah, blah, blah. And then y'all.
Because they're kind of talking. Yeah, all three of them.
And it's awkward. And at one point, Gigi goes, let's get a drink.
Let's get a drink.
Really?
And she's like. And Damien goes, who?
Without you.
And she's like, just us.
Just us.
And he's like, what, no me? She's like, just us.
And there's so much. Her voice is so unnaturally nice. Just us. I actually got scared. Y'all, this is something I would do.
Because here's
the deal. I can see me doing this.
Francesca is a reality star as well. She is. On Too Hot to Handle, she's a star. But she's one of those people who, she's kind of like CJ on Fuckboy Island. She's good TV, but she's never going to have that confrontation with someone. She's not going to, because actually, I don't want to compare it to CJ because CJ has a little more there, but Francesca doesn't. The depth is not there.
I agree.
So, and y'all, Gia knows that. And so Gia's like, I just want to know if you were, you know, what's kind of the deal
with
you?
What's your relationship
with him? And Francesca's like, well, 90% of
we're
the conversations.
Friends.
We're friends, and 90% of the conversations have been about you.
And then she's like, well, I just want you to know that if you ever try anything, you're messing with the wrong bitch. He's mine.
And that's when she's like, okay, well, now that I'm not aware, and Gia's like, the thing that Gia's so good about is she listens when she finds. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't listen. Amber Amber doesn't listen. She talks over people. Y'all, let me give you a hot tip. When you're angry, the best thing you can tell yourself, and this is either to either get what you want or to understand someone, it works both ways actually, tell yourself, say, listen. Listen to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because Francesca says, well, now I'm more aware. And Gia said, so you weren't aware?
Yeah. Listen, and you can do two things. Either understand what they're saying, or they will give you enough rope so you can destroy them.
Exactly. I was going to say, hopefully, they're understanding.
I prefer the second one.
Yeah, there's poodle. So, you know, actually, who I learned that from? My mother.
Oof.
So, and then Gia said, so... would you, if you were in my situation, feel like you're getting really fucked over right now?
And she's like, and Francesca would say she couldn't answer the question because of course.
And Gia said, so, and I get it. You keep talking about me, but why are you talking?
Right. Why are you talking? He's like, we're friends and blah, blah, blah. That is a really good question. Why are you? And later on, she even asks him, how long have you known Francesca?
He's like, I don't know. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Yup, yup. You know,
and she's like, you've known her for 4 months. You have plenty of other people in your life longer than that.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to her about us?
Why are you talking to her about us?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
And he can't answer it.
And she says, you know what? I'm good. And she walks away.
She walks away.
So, y'all, there's a little bit of Rory, who I totally forgot.
I love him.
I did, but I totally, he's like the therapist. And so.
Did you see the one scene between Ebony and Ramel?
Oh, yeah, there was
when
that.
When he's like.
I forgot it. I was like, who are these people?
Well, this is a problem of the show.
It's a problem, yeah.
Ramel is the Diamond's date.
Diamond's date.
He's like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what's happened. I'm on my phone. Blah. I don't know any of these people. I will say to Diamond, not that I think he's not even in the wrong. It's weird to bring a date to something like this where everyone else is in the club and you're not.
It's weird to bring a date. It's not weird to bring someone you've been in a long-term relationship
with.
That's
fine.
But even then, like if I was doing something like this, I don't know if I would bring my partner because I'm like, honey, this is like, it would be like going to... I guess it's like a high school reunion, and I would bring him to that, maybe.
But you wouldn't bring a date.
I wouldn't bring a date, but some people feel like they have to bring things to this. Y'all, if you need to bring a date to a high school reunion, that says more about your insecurity or your security with yourself.
And you can lie to say we've been dating for a year if you wanted.
Say you're dating someone, and he couldn't show up because of work, and then you end up getting drunk and fucking that guy, that quarterback that always wanted that settled down and married Cindy Beaumont at 18. And now he's unhappy and they have two kids and you get to blow him in the back of a truck.
I feel like that has a little bit of ring to it.
Not familiar.
This was similar to the
poor Cindy Beaumont.
What was the Christmas movie we did? Something
With Ronnie and Ben.
Holiday. Where she just brings someone to every holiday.
Where Emma Roberts had. It's a horrible movie. And y'all, we enjoyed doing that with Watch What's Crappin'. We had a good time. Yeah, it was horrible. It's horrible.
Oh, that movie was so bad.
It was really bad. It's really, really
I still
bad.
Want to find the monologue that was on for Frances Fisher that was cut that she agreed to do the movie for. Wow.
But that's true. You don't have to have a person for all of those things.
Agreed. And
I enjoyed going to things by myself, but I was single for a long time. But I know you like it too. Yeah. I like it.
I don't have to pay attention to how the other person is enjoying themselves.
Yeah, I don't. No.
Yeah, because I've taken dates to something, like I can see them. I'm always thinking, are they having a good time? And then I find out later, yeah, I was kind of like, I feel like you ignored me and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, God.
Because you're going to ignore them because you're there with a bunch of people you didn't know.
I know. Thank you.
And Ramil's kind of like, yeah, I don't care if I stay. Should I go or should I stay? Whatever. Who cares? And he just leaves.
Ugh.
Does he even tell Diamond he's leaving?
I don't think he does.
Because in his defense, do we see Diamond like taking him around and introducing him to
anyone? She did at the beginning, but she kind of leaves and does her own thing.
Yeah.
That's not the way you do on a first date.
That's not the way you do.
So Jessica.
I don't blame him.
Jessica goes up and gives the gift to Barnett.
Hey, I'm going to give you a gift.
Yes. And y'all.
He's looking for. Though this is one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Like you said, it makes he and Amber seem so small because he kind of looks down. He doesn't even grab the present. And he says, I'm trying not to be disrespectful to my wife. He's like, I don't want to be a dick, but I don't want to piss my wife off. But y'all. This is not a human way to treat someone.
No. Thank you.
And Jess had that response. I think it wasn't about Barnett. As she just said, she started crying and Kitty's comfort. Because
they didn't treat her like a human being.
She says, who treats someone like that? Y'all, this is someone that he potentially was thinking about marrying.
Right.
And now he doesn't even acknowledge their existence.
Not good.
As my mother said, when anyone offers you a gift, all he could have said was, thank you very much. And he could have taken the gift.
Thank you so
much. He could have taken it back to Amber. They could have smiled, said thank you, not really talked to Jessica, and then thrown it in the trash or left it in the Uber.
And guess what, y'all? He says, I don't know what to do. And of course, Amber's there, and she's like, so they were going to give us. He has to ask her, no, I don't want it. She's not a genuine person. And just to keep creating this kind of drama, she could have been the bigger person.
She could have.
And said, oh, great, we'll throw it away. Instead of saying, no, don't let her give it to you. Wow. Who does stuff like this?
I don't know.
I just.
Really petty people.
Gross.
We also, although, as I'm realizing, we grew up with mothers. I grew up with a mother who also taught me, you never let them see you sweat.
Right.
So my mother, yes, she'd be the bigger person, but also my mother would not ever want them to think that they got to her.
Right. This is just a terrible way to handling it. Anyway, then, so it's basically saying she doesn't even exist in our world. That's what she says.
And that's like, okay,
so
but she.
Cruel.
But she did. And granted, what she did was gross. I remember us watching that episode going,
and cringing,
God. But also, she was like full on drunk.
Also,
like, it was more sad. I felt more sad for
you're
Jessica.
Married now. And you've been married for 2 years.
So it's like this, but it's
you as, won.
But it's you won.
You won.
It's as if it just happened. That's what happens when we don't process trauma, y'all, or things that are not as if things that are upsetting for us. If you don't work through it,
you live in it.
You live in it every single day,
repeating it every day. I like to feel sorry for Amber, but I can't because I cannot watch cruelty like that.
No, I feel sorry for Jessica I felt sorry for Jessica when she did that because to me that was so sad that she was trying to get Barnett.
Jessica actually came out of this looking great.
She looks great.
She has a boyfriend.
She's moved on. We don't know her boyfriend's age. It would have been funny if she made a joke and said, and guess what? He's 34.
44.
Yeah.
And I'm the younger one.
That would have been great. I don't think Jessica's at the age where she's like.
She can't talk about her age anymore.
Yeah, she can't talk about her age.
I will say one of the reasons why she was so widely hated is the production knew from early on she was going to get under the skin of any viewer.
Yeah, especially with her voice. But Jessica even says, I'm a little beside myself that this is still an issue. Like, again, it's 2 years. So, meanwhile, y'all, Francesca goes up to Damien and she says, I mean, good for Francesca, but she says,
you should have been honest about
you totally
how you guys were.
Underplayed this.
Yep.
Like, you shouldn't have invited me here.
Right.
Why did you even do
good
that?
Good for her. It was the one thing she did this episode that made her come off a little better. Yeah.
I don't think it was a little gross of her. Yeah, it was gross of her to come. But she basically says, she's like, yeah, I'm going to leave. I don't want to be here anymore. And she leaves.
Yeah.
And
she was probably going off to dance at a halftime party.
Yeah. And then that, and basically Ebony tells Diamond, yeah, I don't like your friend. He just said he wanted to leave. And she was like, what? I thought this was going to go well. And he just left. And I was like, oh, Diamond. Oh, Diamond.
And she's like, it's hard to find a good man.
And Ebony, I love this little scene with Ebony and Lauren and Diamond. And Lauren's like, look, this is, you know, she's like, you know, this is going to be, you're going to have other things, like, this is just a blip. Lauren is like she's like the Oprah of Netflix.
And she's like, look, when I was minding my own business. I wasn't looking for anything. And there it was.
True.
I was walking along, minding my business.
And then crash, bash, fucking my ass. Now I'm singing along.
You just ruined that song. When I have an under than a sky, wham, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by.
Mine was better.
It had too many words for you.
Sure. So, and Diamond's like, he didn't even message me. Diamond says something. I hope she learned.
She texted,
like,
him that day.
So she met him like a week ago
at
Ebony. He didn't even message her. Ugh. And she texted him that day. And I'm like, he's stupid for going. And honey, you're stupid for inviting him. And guess what? If you meet a guy a week ago and he doesn't message you, he's not into you.
Or if he meets you,
mm-hmm,
and you don't mess, or if you message him and there's nothing back,
uh-huh,
he's not into you.
It's true. By the way, y'all, it sounds like Poodle's fuck machine came on. That's just his upstairs neighbor. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either. Weirdly, she vacuumed on Thursday, and it is Saturday, and I don't know what's going on.
No, it's not that. I think that's not a weird thing to vacuum every 3 days. She's clearly putting together some furniture and using a drill. That's why it sounds like your fuck machine.
Yeah. I think 3 days vacuum is weird.
No, not if you have animals and things like that.
She doesn't have an animal.
But it's still, if you have like a little carpet, I vacuum like every 4 days, just vacuum the rug.
No, she vacuumed the whole house.
Well, you know, some people like a clean floor.
Anyway, and it's just her there.
Well, still, she wants to speak. I can't fault anybody for cleaning more. It's better to clean more than not.
So it's just obsessed. I think she's obsessive about it. But so, y'all, it's time for some speeches.
I mean, these are nice. We don't need to go up. But, like, Rory gets up, and he's like, it's cheers to all of y'all. Cameron gets up.
Can't even get through it because
he's
crying.
He's, like, full on crying so much. And Lauren says, I love him so much. And she said, he's taught me that men can be strong, that showing their emotions is a sign of strength. And he said, I wrote in my iPad, again, I don't know why it does this on the word together. It says, I know we have so much to do to Goethe.
To romantic writer, German writer.
I don't know why my iPad.
To Goethe.
I did not have.
To author of The Young Werther.
I'm saying a lot of Goethe. I don't know why. I did not have an iPad in college. But apparently, it always
you probably spelled it wrong a couple of times. You know what? You probably put the E closer to the O, and it got
whatever.
Yeah, I only blame you for this. It's not your iPad,
sure. And so Diamond basically, she's like, I don't know what's gonna happen to me. She's like, but y'all, I'll date anybody. Your brother, your son. Hell, I'm old now. I'll date your uncle. She's so funny. I love her so much.
Barnett basically says, it's been fun. It's been an adventure. He made a video kissing her every morning.
Okay. This, at first, people thought this was cute. And
I thought it was creepy.
This was 2 years of him kissing her every day. And people were like, did you see
Jessica's face? Like,
and even one time, Lauren's like, okay. Yep. This is,
Yeah, even Lauren's like, that's so cute. She's like, okay, how much longer is it?
This video went on for 10 minutes of him just kissing her in the morning.
And Amber's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That's amazing. It was weird.
I was creeped out by it.
It was weird. So, and then people basically, they're starting to leave. And
Damien's leaving, and Barnett and Amber's like, we love you, we've got your back, because we hate all the girls.
And then Gia walks up to him and she's like, why are you leaving? And he's like, he acts like a kid, y'all. He's leaving. He just said, I'm leaving. Gia says, why are you leaving? He goes, I'm not. You were just leaving. It is fuckboy behavior. You're right.
And I wrote down, he says, you love this shit. He says something like that. And
he has a lot of unresolved anger.
He does. Yeah.
Because she's like, why, you haven't seen me in a week. She said, I just want more compassion. And I can't realize, why do you not think this is an issue?
Then he starts.
And Dan's like, you need to be handling your bullshit.
He says, and you can't tell me who I can be friends with. We are friends. Y'all, this is gaslighting. This is bad.
Damien's got shit he needs to work out. And I think that Gia is like, I think Damien's someone who pushes things under the rug his whole life. And Gia's not that way. She's like, let's get it out. Let's talk about it. Even she doesn't mean it this way, this is painful for him. And sometimes when someone we love makes us do something that's painful, they resent us.
Yeah.
Remember when you gave me that year for my birthday when I could clean your apartment? And you hated me for like 3 months after that, even though it was good for you.
Yeah. Still hate you a bit. So anyway, he says, I don't know how else to fix things. What do you want? And all these shit. This is terrible, y'all. And
Gia even says, so you ignore me all night and now you want to leave. Who am I to you? So it's clear she doesn't even know. And then that's when Damien says, I'm sorry for that. I just wanted you to see that by bringing her that I was strong enough. I didn't even get this. I was strong enough to be on my own.
I didn't understand it either.
No,
I don't get
sense
it either
at all. And I wanted you to see that she's even strong enough to be here. Our friendship is strong enough. And I went, oh, that was it. He said, I wanted to show you that we're friends and that she could be here with you in a friend way. And I went, but you didn't tell her that Francesca just left because she said you underplayed your relationship and clearly she wants to fuck you, not be friends with
you.
You didn't tell Gia that she left.
He's full of shit. He's full of shit. Anyway, they leave. The event's over. Blah, blah, blah. There's a little bit of things after that.
It was weird the way it ended, too. It's like people just kind of started Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
It was weird. It didn't, that's something on the editing. We see, if we see Kenny show up, we see Kelly show up, we need to see them leave.
Who was the editor here?
Never saw a moment with Kenny and Kelly.
No, never.
We never saw
that's
them
true.
Be like, hey, how are you? I'm doing, we never saw this.
That's true. They were the other couple.
They were a big couple.
Yeah.
We got nothing from them.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
And they were there, but yet we talk about Mark, who's not even
who's
there.
Who's not there.
Ah, this is frustrating.
And we talk about LC.
I'm done.
Who was out. There was a little bit at the end where Barnett's
No, I'm indignant. No, I'm kidding.
I hope our future holds anal.
And Poodle went and beat off and then came back and said, I hate you.
I'd let him do it.
That means if you wore a wig, he might let you.
I could look like Amber.
If you got
those big crazy eyes.
Yeah. You'd let him.
And there was a little bit of gossip of Carlton trying to be shady towards Elsie. She did the crew, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, stop talking.
Carlton.
Have several
he's
seats.
He's he is on Puck level as far as shitty reality stars.
Oh, at least Puck owned his shit.
That's true. Carlton doesn't own anything.
And y'all, that was the show. This was the first episode was pretty good.
I would give it an eight, and these were threes.
Awful.
Yeah.
I just, we said, I don't think they had a lot of story to tell.
That was
a problem.
The thing is that, and they're going to have a problem when the show comes back because we've waited so long now.
Yep.
And this season two better be fucking amazing.
It's
got a lot to live up to.
What was the hold up?
I don't get it. It's the perfect show to film in COVID. It's the perfect show. It's literally the perfect quarantine show.
Yeah, I need to know. If anybody has any connection
more
to the show,
is like maybe The Circle.
If anybody has any connection to the show, why they've taken all of 2020 off for filming when they got the numbers for season one, the first couple of which it was number one show on Netflix, number one show. They should have went into production immediately.
Immediately, they should or started casting immediately. Yes, they should have done all that.
I don't understand.
This came out in maybe because this came out in February and then COVID happened in March.
Yeah,
but everything like nobody knew what to do. So for like March, April,
started in May
of this show.
No, of everything else. Of all these other reality shows, things have been going on.
But maybe they just freaked out because it did take like 3 months. But it's still, they should have been like actively filming the show in the fall of last year.
Stupid.
Had it done, weddings done by the end of the year, and then it could have aired in Valentine's Day of this year.
I agree. I don't know.
Hope they don't fuck up season two.
My theory was they had filmed stuff and they didn't get a background check enough on maybe one or two of the couples.
Maybe.
And stuff came to light and they had to scrap some of that. And they might have to film everything again. Because y'all, you have no idea how many reality pilots that happens to.
Oh, yeah.
They find, they're like, oh, so-and-so's got a criminal record.
Yeah,
because
I think you thought they did background checks. I'm like, no, they don't do background checks.
They don't do a lot of checks. They don't do a lot of psyche vows.
They don't. No. They don't care.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all. Thanks for jumping in. Love is Blind is done for now.
Season two. We'll see you in season two.
We have no idea when it's coming out. We've heard the fall of this year.
We've also heard Valentine's Day 2022.
We have no idea.
Right.
Netflix has announced, and when you go on the Netflix website, it does say...
Season two is announced.
It says season two is coming.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, that should be this year. I think it's going to be a fall show.
We've had some insider information that says it's Valentine's Day.
But we've had insider information say that... I don't think you read that mess. I told you this. You don't ever listen to me.
Barely.
We had insider information that they said it was going to happen in the fall.
Okay. So my thing is... We're almost at September 1st.
So they need to
announce. Where's the announcement?
I know. Maybe they're going to do it like November. Maybe they want to do it like over the holidays. I have no idea.
That's true.
Anyway.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Side baseball.
See you next time, everybody. And remember, we'll see you again, but just keep asking yourself,
is love blind?